We are up to the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. We will get to Yud Aleph, but the Mishnah at the bottom, 5 lines, the Bab is now talking about being Matfis. The Mishnayos in the first parak had gone through. We discussed about Kinuyim. First we did Yados. Now we're going to talk about Matfis, where one attributes the item to be making into a nether, because it connects it, compares it to something that already has a prohibited status. So the Mishnah says like this. Ha'omer la'chulin sh'oichelecha. If someone says to another person, la'chulin, so what exactly is punctuated underneath that lamed? One way of reading will be lo'chulin. In fact, that's how the Mefarsher explains, right? Ha'omer la'chaveru lo, he breaks up into two words. And there are some girsas like the Ramba maybe, and the Pirush Mishnayos has that girsa as well, lo'chulin. This is not chulin sh'oichelecha. So if it's not chulin, the opposite is it's kadosh. I can't eat from it. Rehevei ma sh'oichelecha. Ela korban lehevei. It should be a korban and it's osir. Osh almost says lo kosh. Okay, that's the next part. We'll read the Mishnah now and we'll explain more. Again, Mishnah ha'om la'chulin la'sh'oichelecha. If a person says it's going to be la'chulin, we explain it means like it's not chulin and therefore it's a korban, you can't have it. Lo kosher, right? It's not kosher. Lo dechi. Dechi is like meaning lashon of being pure. Tohor, pure. Tamei, if he says tamei. Nosar, you can't. Nosar is leftover food. Pigul is korbanos that had the wrong machshavas when they were being brought by the kohen. He had intent to bring it after the amount of time that you're allowed to. So all these things, it's going to be osir. If, would say like the food is ki'imra, like a lamb, so we'll explain what that means. It means like a lamb, like the korbanos. Kadirim, if it's going to be like an enclosure, different types of enclosures you could be referring to. Ke'etzim, like wood. Ke'ishim, like fires. Kamizbeach, like the altar. Ke'hechal, like the sanctuary. Ki'irushalayim, it's going to be like Yerushalayim. So, not be'echa mikol mimashme hamizbeach. If anything that are used like the accessories for the Mizbeach, Athopi Shlohizkir Korban, even though in any of these cases he didn't mention the word Korban, Harez Neder Bikorban. It's considered like he did make a Neder and it was something that's a Korban and therefore it's prohibition. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Homer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. If the person says Yerushalayim instead of Kit Yerushalayim, it's not like he said anything. So now let's go back and see the Meforish over here. Again, it's not Rashi, it's a Meforish. We have a Rashi quoted by other Rishonim on it, but it appears that this is not really the Rashi per se. So again, starting again, Ha'omer says the Meforish. The Chavero Lo Chulin, this is not going to be Chulin Sha'oichalecha, Havilich Lehevi Mash Oichalecha, Ela Korban Lehevi. It's going to be a Korban, it's awesome. Oh, but Sha'omer, if he says lo kosher sh'oichel, it's kosher what I'm eating from you. Lo tohor, it's not pure what I want to eat from you. Sh'oichel lecha o sh'amer tamei sh'oichel lecha o noser o pigo bechol hani l'shonos. Anyone's expression says meforish have a neder. It's a real neder, and therefore it's the oser ki imra, like a lamb. Sh'amer harei elai ki imra. This is on me like a lamb. Dimashme keves tamidim. This is like the tamidim. Those are korbanos. So therefore, that's why it's going to be prohibited. Kadirim, like a deer in Marim is an apartment. A deer is like an enclosure. Rashi, the Mefarsh says, Kadir behemos shall korban, like an enclosure for animals for the korban. The Easter army, some say different, Kadir ha'etzim, a place where they store the wood that's being used. Ka'etzim, what does that mean? Mashme ka'etzim hama'arocha, the wood that's used to make the pyre on the of wood on the mizbeach, ki ishim, like the fire, ki isho shel mizbeach, like the fire of the mizbeach, o nader be'ech, v'chol shonos mishamish mizbeach, any one of these things that are used, the Mefarsh says, b'klei ha-mizbeach, the kelim that were used as well, ki mizra, the fork, machte, the shovels, osir ba'oso chefet, shenader bo. So all of these things become osir for him to use. Okay, now, stez the Gemara, on the top of Yud Aleph, savrua, they assumed, my lachulin, what does it mean, lachulin? Lo lechulin leheve ela korban. It should not be chulin, it should be korban. So it's interesting, the Meforshim, this is a real, the Rav Avram ben Ahar quotes a Rashi that we don't have in front of us, but in the Nedarim we know that the Lashonos are just different than other Masechtas. Normally in Shas, when the word Savrua is used, it means it's a Havamina. Here, it's not Havamina, it's actually the Maskana. So Savrua, the Savara was that when you say, like we said, lachulin, it means we break it up into two words, and it's lo lechulin. Okay, the next part of the Gemara has a phrase. There's a concept in Shas called Michlal Lav Ata Shemei Ahein. So Michlal Lav, if I tell you the negative, so then from that you can infer and learn out what the positive implication is. A person would say, you know, I never learned Bava Metzia, I never learned Bava Basra. So maybe the implication is, well, I did learn Bava Kama. You know, they said the negative, they didn't. You can infer out from there what the positive would be. And that's the subject of the Machlokes over here now in the Tanaim. So we're asked like this, Mani Masnisin, whose opinion is the Mishnah going like, Se'i Rebbe Meir? If you're going to tell me that it's Rebbe Meir, so Leisle, he does not agree to this rule of Michlalav Ata Shemehein. That when you hear, when you say something negative from, excuse me, when you hear something negative, you can learn out from there the positive. How do you know that? Leislei mechlalat shmehein ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer. Meir says, Kol tanai she'eni ketanai b'nei gad v'nei ruvein. Any condition that's not set up the same way as the tanai wa b'nei gad v'nei ruvein, eino tanai. That's not a good condition. So we know, when B'nai Gadim and Yeruvim wanted to settle in the Abraha Yardain, so they made it. There was like a Tanai Kofel that if they would come and they would fight the other tribes when they were with them, then they'd get their inheritance. If you're not going to get it. So Remer holds that only make a Tanai like this, it's good. But it's clear you can't infer the negative out from the positive or vice versa. So that's why he needs this Tanai. The Rambam brings this down Hilchas Ishus in the beginning of a Perek Vav. The Rambam says the first halacha in Aleph, Hamakadesh al Tanai, if you're going to marry a woman based upon a condition, Se'im niskayim a Tanai mikudeshes, Ve'im lav ain't mikudeshes. So if you fulfill the condition, it's a good marriage, if not, right? Bein shehiya Tanai min ha'ish, Bein shehiya min ha'isha, whether the man makes the Tanai or the woman makes the Tanai. Ve'chol Tanai sheba olam, anytime you make conditional statements, right? Bein b'kedushin, bein b'gerushin, bein b'mekach, whether it's in marriage, divorce, whether it's in business, bein b'mekach, bein b'minkar, bein b'shar dinei mamon, tzarech liyos hatanai arba'a devarim. That's to be four things. What are the four? And Halacha Beis explains, ve'el hein hadala devarim. These are the four things you have to have shalkol tanai. Number one, shia kofel. It has to be twofold. You have to say, meaning both the positive part of it and the negative. V'shia hein shalo, kodem lalav. The positive part you have to say over before the negative part. Number three, b'shia hatanai kodim l'maisa. Well, there's a machlokas for showing them exactly what this means, but I'm using the Rambam now, that tanai, that the stipulation you have to say before the completion of the deed. B'shia hatanai dovash efshel l'kayim, it has to be something that's possible. Okay, those are the four. V'im chosra tanai echad mehen, if one of these four is missing, harei hatanai batel ke'ilu, ein sham tanai klal. If you're missing one of these, it's if there was no stipulation made. Elatia zu mikudeshes or migureshes miyad. She's immediately married. She's immediately divorced. V'yiskayim mekach or matana. The business deal, the gift is given through miyad. Immediately keilu. It's as if lo hisna klal. It's if you didn't make any conditions whatsoever. Hoil b'chosra tanai echad min harba. Because you're missing these four things. Okay, but you see from the fact that Rebbe Meir requires this, that he doesn't learn that, you can infer one from the other. So Mora says, okay, so it must not be Rebbe Meir. Ella Rebbe Yehuda he. It must be Rebbe Yehuda. So the Roshonim I asked already, why we go to Rebbe Yehuda? Because in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Samech Aleph, it's not Rebbe Yehuda who's arguing with Rebbe Meir. But okay, they say in general, these are they're a bar plug to the two argue frequently. So therefore, that's the... they want to establish it over here. El Rabbi Yehuda, he se'em a seifa. One second, if you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda, yes, look to the seifa, what it says over there. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ha'omer Yerushalayim. Again, the end of the mission. If you said just the word Yerushalayim, lo amar klum, you didn't say anything. Umi de seifa Rabbi Yehuda, so from the fact you added on Rabbi Yehuda at the end, that would tell me the beginning part was not Rabbi Yehuda's statements, because the very fact is you had all these halachos, and then you said, oh, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So if you tell me, well, this is what Rabbi Yehuda said, that implies clearly that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking up until now. So Mora says, no. Kula Rebbe Yehuda. Really, really, the whole Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. V'halchi katan. This is how you have to learn it. Shrebbe Yehuda Omer. Because, meaning that anyone who says Ha'omer Yerushalayim, that something is like to be Yerushalayim, lo omer klum. Because that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that this expression has no meaning. It says, V'chi omer ki Yerushalayim, but if a person says, not it's Yerushalayim, but it's the Chaf HaDimyon, this should be like Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Yehuda, mi misar, would it really be, Osir, according to Rabbi Yehuda? V'atanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer ki Yerushalayim lo omer klum? If a person would say, this item should be like Yerushalayim, well, that's meaningless. Ad sheyidor bedover hakorev b'Yerushalayim. It has to be something that's brought as a korban in Yerushalayim. So it comes out, according to the Reisha, which says that you didn't make a neder when you say something to be like Yerushalayim, it cannot be the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Someone says, no. Kula Rebbe Yehuda hi. Really, the entire Mishnah is going like the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. And there's the Mishnah and the Braisa, Trei Tanoi Libet the Rebbe Yehuda. There are two different Tanoim who are explaining what the opinion is of Rebbe Yehuda. The Rush speaks out over here. 10 lines down, it's tucked in the side. Ha'omer li Yerushalayim lo omer klum, tesover chomas Yerushalayim lo ito mishari halishka. So, right, l'pish ha'yushalmi, lo mashmale ki korbonos Yerushalayim kevin she'ene kravin bi Yerushalayim. In other words, what's the status of these of the walls and the towers? The machloikis would be between these two opinions of Rebbe Yehuda. The way the Rosh is learning is, were they used for the funds? In other words, you had the Bet HaKabayis, the remaining funds were used. So according to one opinion, that they were in fact used for mitzvah, therefore there is kedusha to them. Therefore, if you took your matnas and netter with that, then it would be chal, it would be osir. Or the other opinion says no, that the walls of Yerushalayim do not have kedusha per se, and therefore that would not be matnas if you were to use that. Just an interesting halacha lemaisa. There was a tshuva from Ramosha. Someone asked him. The request was they wanted if they could take a piece of the Kotel home, like as a souvenir. So Ramosha discusses, he prohibits for a variety of reasons, but one of the things he discusses about is, according to this opinion, that we know it wasn't one of the actual walls of the Beis Hamikdash, but nevertheless, there still is kedusha on the walls itself, and therefore one would not be allowed to chip off a piece and take home as a souvenir, as a memento, when they went to the Western Wall. Okay, Mr. Shem, next time we'll pick it up at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis.